Four Addictions, the Fuel to the Stories. As mentioned earlier, core addictions are emotional cravings for security, power control, sensation, and suffering that keep us in fight or flight or freeze behaviors, survival behaviors of relating to others and the environment, even when context no longer requires survival behaviors. The following are a summary descriptions of each category, and we will examine the dynamics in greater detail in Chapter 4. For example, a person struggling with the emotional addiction to security will continually feel as if she never has enough, never does enough, or is never good enough, and therefore continually craves having, being, and or doing more. The person interprets and repeatedly experiences life events as evidence of lack, betrayal, and abandonment, experiences which in turn fuel an emotional craving for being, having, and doing more. Here, the developmental traumas, hurts, or missing experiences revolved around issues of safety, belonging, and nourishment. A person struggling with the emotional addiction to power control will continually feel the need to dominate and overpower others. She compulsively craves to have, be, and do the most. The person interprets and repeatedly experiences life events as a series of power struggles and endless competition, experiences which in turn fuel an emotional craving for winning and dominating. Here, the developmental trauma or hurts or missing experiences revolved around issues of individuation, autonomy, power, and respectful boundaries. A person struggling with the emotional addiction to sensation will compulsively seek crises and drama in daily occurrences and relationships, or seek high-intensity, high-risk behaviors to appease an emotional nervousness. On the opposite end, the person may actually completely shut down in isolation and depression. The person interprets and repeatedly experiences life events as boring and/or purposeless, experiences that in turn fuel an emotional craving for crises or drama or complete shutdowns. Here, the developmental traumas or hurts or missing experiences revolved around issues of enjoyment, pleasure, and safe connection. Finally, a person struggling with the emotional addiction to suffering will compulsively seek to be vindicated and or validated through personal suffering and self-sacrifice. Struggle and being wronged become emotional cravings. The person never rests in satisfaction of a pleasant experience, but continually seeks more struggle to feel either worthy or vindicated. Here, the developmental traumas or hurt or missing experiences revolved around issues of self-determination, intimacy, and freedom. While one or two of these core addictions may be dominant forces in an individual, all of them live to a certain degree in all of us by virtue of our experiencing the human condition. Each of these core addictions tends to entertain certain clusters of emotions, accompanying rationalizations and compulsive behaviors, which we will examine in detail in Chapter 4. The core emotional addictions are the fuel to the imprints, because they are the interpretation of the story that gives it its energy. In this sense, emotions are seen as preceding thoughts. Emotions are the first line of interpretation, whether what we experience scares or reassures us, enrages or relieves us, saddens or delights us. Research shows that even though emotions and thoughts are separate features, they are instantaneously interactive in the neurological maze of our brain. Because the high degree of connectivity among the brain's neural structures and systems. This said, at the center we give priority to emotions as the immediate interpretation that colors and infuses with energy or not a particular experience. There is research on memory that supports the idea that the strength of emotions registers events as significant and moves them from short-term memory into long-term memory storage. If barely any emotion is attached to the event, then it is likely discarded from short-term memory altogether. In other words, emotionally charged situations are more likely to be remembered than events to which little or no emotion are attached. We are further particular at the center in explaining emotions as preceding thoughts because we are very interested in family of origin imprints, many of which are encoded during preverbal stages of infancy. Here, interpretations are made that have great emotional impact without the accompanying cognitive explanations. Here's a note about feelings and emotions. I use the terms emotion and feeling interchangeably. Psychologists distinguish broadly between feelings and emotions. Feelings refer to various sensory perceptions that qualify taste, touch, sight, hearing, and smell. Emotions, on the other hand, as some psychologists explain, are a subjective experience expressed psychologically and behaviorally. Perhaps a rudimentary distinction would be that feelings are decoded and recorded while emotions are expressed, unless, of course, they are repressed and suppressed. Emotions imply emoting, communicating. At the center, we choose both terms interchangeably to align more fully with people's organic expressions of feelings or emotions, which are often intertwined. To say, for example, that one feels playful captures at once bodily sensations and interpretations of one's sensations as an emotional expression. We fully embrace in ourselves practice meditations that focus attention deeply on sensation in the here and now, in order to loosen the grip of emotional interpretation and judgment attached to a particular sensation. However, we do not force a semantic distinction in the communication of feelings or emotions. Within the conceptual framework of imprints and core emotional addictions, the question why has already been answered. Why do some of us repeatedly engage in self-defeating fight, flight, or freeze behaviors? Because of imprints, deep-seated core beliefs inherited from a confluence of messages from family of origin, culture, and institutions, and around which have congealed certain emotional habits that have become core emotional addictions. Our neurological system has learned to crave certain emotional states and to seek the events and circumstances that can elicit them. Once we have practiced for a while recognizing the connection between a couple of imprints and their core emotional addictions, we become sensitized to recognizing core addictions without reference to imprints. In fact, new imprints may surge to consciousness as we continue to work with the core emotional addictions. The focus becomes releasing the emotions as they come rather than getting caught up in analyses. Analyses, that is, why am I feeling this way? What happened in my childhood to make me like this? I don't understand why this keeps happening to me. Carry the danger of keeping the emotional cravings alive and re-triggering old habits. In other words, one does not have to bring to consciousness all possible self-defeating imprints of one's past to lessen the intensity and unwire habitual negative emotional states. Within this conceptual framework, the question becomes, how? How do we recognize and transmute distressing emotional energies?